Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're discussing the topic, how to win your child to Christ. I'm convinced that many Christian parents don't win their own children to Christ because they're not sure exactly what they should do in order to bring the child to make his decision for the Lord. Let's face it, most Christians do not witness to others. Whether they're shy or untaught in the Word or rebellious or afraid makes no difference. The end result is that they do not witness for Christ. And the same principle carries over into the home. Many parents do not tell their own children about the Lord and about the salvation that He offers the child. For this reason, I'm devoting the programs this week to the topic, how do you win your child to Christ? In the first place, soul winning in the home is not a one-time incident where you sit down with your child, go through the plan of salvation, and then lead him to pray for salvation. It's something that needs to be done patiently, day by day, month by month, and year by year, until your child comes to the age where he is ready to accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. You see, the most important thing you can do for your child is to set a godly example of a dedicated Christian life in front of him so that they can see that Christianity is not something you do on Sundays alone. It's a life-changing relationship to Jesus Christ that has influenced you, and they'll see this influence as they observe you day by day. During the early years, you need to teach your child respect for the Bible as the Word of God and respect for Christianity. To this end, there is nothing that is more important than the daily testimony that you set before your child. The way that you respond to unexpected situations, the way that you act when there's no one outside of the family to see you, and the godly character that you display as you face the various decisions of life will all make their impact upon your child. In all likelihood, he will be what you are. Paul wrote to the Philippian church, "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example." That's our goal as well, to have our children follow us and to see their lives developed along the lines of the example that we give them. In addition to your example, there is some formal training that you as a parent can give that will help your child develop respect for the Bible and Christianity. You can establish a family devotional time with your child, even when that child is so small that he can barely sit up. As the entire family comes together to read the Bible, to discuss what they've read, and to pray over the common concerns of the home, they'll set a spiritual tone that will eventually influence your child. He'll come to realize that the Bible is at the heart of your life, that your whole philosophy of life rests upon its teachings. In addition to the devotional program that you develop at home, you'll want to give your child the opportunity of being active at church, even when he's a toddler. The Sunday school program of the church will influence your child. Learning to sit still at church and prayer meeting will help develop his respect for Christianity as he begins to see that Christianity is special, something that should not be treated in a casual manner. This teaching of respect for Christianity and the Bible is necessary in order to prepare your child to receive Christ as his own Savior. Why don't you examine your family life now to see that you're doing the right things, the things that will help your child come to Christ in later years.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.